Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Shane Tucker, the Chief Deputy Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm good. Hey, I passed a bunch of your fellas, and ladies perhaps, I don't know, driving Highway 98 back from Destin through Navarre. We passed the new-ish substation that y'all have there, and my wife's like, there's a lot of cops over there. I'm like, let me tell you about that. It's kind of cool. I assume that's a pretty useful facility for y'all.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, it's certainly to our advantage, but the communities as well, that we have those substations in the individual communities that we serve. You know, years ago we were centralized, and that didn't provide the access to services that our citizens need. So absolutely, that's a big benefit to us and them as well.
Yeah, because I mean, response time and first on scene, like those are the key things, right? Get a body there, and then get more bodies there, right?
Absolutely. You know, when somebody calls for the sheriff's office, in a large percentage of the cases, it's a critical or at the very least an urgent need to get somebody as quickly as possible. And having our boots on the ground in each individual area of the county, that's invaluable.
Do you have I know EMS uses ABCDE kind of a triage evaluation of how significant a call is. Do you guys have something like that?
We do. We have a prioritization of calls. Each call that comes in is given a priority by our dispatch. The most dangerous or the most critical would be a one, and it goes all the way down to five. You know, something pretty routine, like just maybe somebody requesting an information call wanting to speak to a supervisor, that would be a lower priority than, say, maybe a burglary or even a traffic stop. So we absolutely do prioritize the calls.
All right, so it's a 1 to 5, which is the same thing, just with a different symbolic representation. Okay, that makes perfect sense. It's not surprising at all. I guess we had a bomb threat at the Navarre Walmart, but not exactly what you typically think of as a bomb threat, right?
This one was a little bit different. Yesterday afternoon, we received a report of a bomb threat at the Supercenter there in Navarre. Deputies arrived on scene, and the suspect was still there. He was urinating in some bushes on the property, so they had no difficulty finding and locating him. When they actually talked to him, it was pretty clear to them that he was intoxicated, pretty significantly intoxicated. As a matter of fact, based on his condition, he was transported to a local hospital for evaluation, but it is likely that there will be some forthcoming charges related to making a bomb threat.
But what did he do? Did he, like, go inside the store and tell somebody? This doesn't sound like, you know, he's not out there in the bushes with, like, you know, one hand full of dynamite or something.
Did he
say
he was going to blow up the bathroom?
Somebody heard him. He must have said something.
You know, the information that I have right now is still a little bit thin.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was over the telephone or not. I would have to wonder, given the fact that he was there on scene when deputies arrived, if it was likely not something that was relayed in person. But I don't know that to be a fact.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You also had, it's kind of thing that this is why we have dogs that can pick up a scent. The bloodhounds saved somebody over the weekend, right?
They absolutely did. Friday afternoon, an elderly individual went missing after going for a walk in the woods in the north end of the county. And, you know, for a lot of people, you know, getting a little bit lost, turn around the woods isn't that big of a deal. But when you're talking about an 84-year-old adult, time is of the essence. That can turn into a life or death situation within just moments. Friday afternoon, our deputies went out there for that. They immediately recognized the critical nature of that call and you know, made contact with our bloodhound, got the bloodhound canine unit rolling up there. And after a rather lengthy track on into the afternoon and the evening, they were fortunately able to locate the gentleman, help him safely out of the woods, get him evaluated, and it looks like he's going to be okay. But we are super grateful that this turned out the way that it did. We were able to get him home safe and sound.
Yeah.
And that's just another save by our fantastic canine unit.
No, and I mean, you know, look, an able-bodied, well-aware, capable person in the daytime can still run into trouble pretty quickly in any of the wooded areas around our two-county area, let alone somebody who's none of those things, you know, and it starts to get to be at dark. I can understand the concern. You're looking for somebody on lewd and lascivious, is that right?
We sure are, and we're asking for folks out there to keep an eye out, and maybe they can help us get this suspect off the streets. His name is Jabe Anthony Burring, and he is wanted for lewd and lascivious behavior with a victim under the age of 16. That's some really serious stuff, and we don't need him out there potentially victimizing anybody else. He's a white male, about 5 feet 6 inches tall, 195 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. If I'm not mistaken, he's 23 years of age. And if anybody knows where this fella is, we would sure like for them to give us a call or call Crime Stoppers at 437-STOP. They can remain anonymous and certainly be eligible for a cash reward if their information leads to his arrest.
And let's hope something breaks real quick on that. I appreciate that. Shane, hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
Not showing any slowdowns. Accident at Olive and Carl Dean, and it looks like that is westbound and moving slow, so it's not stopped anymore. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Shane Tucker. One other story I just wanted to get to with you is y'all had an erratic driver on I-10 that you pulled over that turned out to be more than just that, right?
Yes, sir. Last week, a citizen traveling on the interstate called to report another vehicle that was driving erratically and concerning them for the safety of others. So our deputies were able to actually locate the vehicle in the rest area here in East Milton. The driver was slumped over the steering wheel at the time our deputies got there. So the deputy called for medical assistance, and in the meantime was able to actually get the driver roused up and out of the vehicle. And it turned out the driver was impaired on some narcotics. So she was ultimately arrested for driving under the influence. And during a subsequent search of the vehicle, they found some controlled substance to include something that field tested presumptive positive for MDMA or ecstasy. You know, and a lot of people, they don't really think about DUI as stemming from substances that you can get over the counter or through a pharmacy like hydrocodone or something like that. But that appears to be what this individual was on, was some prescription medication and driving very, very dangerously. So, you know, we would warn people to keep that in mind. But also, if you see somebody driving in an erratic manner, give us a call and let us come out and take a look at it and help keep the motoring public safe.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I know a lot of times people feel like they don't want to be the jerk who calls, right? I mean, that's some people don't call because they don't want to get somebody in trouble, let's say. But look, sometimes it could be somebody's having a medical emergency, you know, and you could be saving their life calling the cops, you know, to
come
figure out what's going on. So, you know, there's all kinds of reasons, and certainly the general safety of the driving public is the number one concern. So, yeah, I'll just say I call the police all the time. In fact, in my phone, I have, you know, not just the emergency numbers, but the non-emergency numbers based on the situation, because you never know when your eyes might see something that the police need attention to. And, you know, so I know I have done it many times, and I hope everybody takes that same thing to heart. Shane Tucker, he's the chief deputy at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, chief, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.